This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest who's coming back to the show, Rob Wilson. He's going to be talking about how to stop overthinking and expand your inspirational innovation and thus facilitate your desired life. Robert is a hypnotherapist, a radio show host, a published author, and owner and operator of Cowboy Wisdom Enterprises, where he offers several modalities to help you stop overthinking and get into the now. Well, it's so good to have you again, Rob. I just loved having you on the show before, and I love having you now. I know you want to talk about your book, My Wisdom Breathes, first of all. So tell us a little bit about your inspiration for the book.
Well, thank you, and it's my honor and privilege to be here. But what My Wisdom Breathes is a book that's written unpunctuated and rhyming poetry. And the reason for the non-punctuation is it allows the subconscious mind to relax. And you ain't looking to try to know what what I want you to know or a writer wants you to know. It actually takes you on a journey to allow you to discover yourself. And punctuation subconsciously has little triggers within us, I guess, for the better word. And we try to always know and try to do exactly what the writer wants us to do, but when it's unpunctuated, you get to discover and uncover your true your talents and to move on in your life.
It's really something else.
And punctuation,
go ahead.
As the punctuation has a lot of control over us, and we don't realize it.
Yeah. The first time I read your stuff, I was like, it's like my brain could barely, well, it's not for the brain, right? And so it was very hard for me to get away from the usual of punctuation. And you were so kind to give me a copy of My Wisdom Breathes. And what I love about it most is these words are very powerful. And because the punctuation is not non-existent, the words have the opportunity to affect me, affect my emotions, how I feel, and my outlook for the day. I just love that.
Yeah, and see here, and see the thing is, when you're trying to think and read something, you stay the same. You can never listen and expand and think at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You can listen to the wisdom, but you can't think and move on at the same time.
Right. So that's how this book helps you to quiet the mind. Tell us a little bit about that.
To expand your life, this is something that's why I call it Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity, is really hypnotherapy that quiets and calms a thinking memory mind and your nitpicking mind and allows you to relax, to expand, because our mind is always looking for something to do. So when it figures out and understands that, like rhymes, we used it as children to learn in school. Well, you just grow. Now you're just a big child using rhymes and things to move forward. This is really a book you can carry with you anywhere in the world. And if you're having a bad day, you can open it up to any page and quiet the mind and expand out of that situation.
That's wonderful. I love that. Very nice. So you say, and I love these words, that the book allows the listener to go on a sightseer safari. Could you tell us about what that means and what's this experience that the reader can get?
Well, I'll just read you one little bit of the book. I instantly heard the cosmic magician that waved his or her magic wand of charismatic charm. Instantly energized my dreamer's audacity to trust my regal ability, that instantly spurred my straightforward pluck to trust my moneymaker Moxie, dissolving and disengaging institutionalized viewpoints, instantly quit trying to look and act tough physically, was me being a pretentious socialized jellyfish, because I was internally besieged by my self-ingrained, snooty, smug representations that stuffed me into the past. And that, and what that does, it just opens you up to saying, okay, I encompass it, but it's no big deal. You can discharge that. And that's what the book is about. It's about discharging the emotions of change and opening up to the bliss of expanse.
Yeah. And the words, again, just that word snooty. When you said that, it just poked at me. And I'm like, ooh, snooty. In what way can, have I been or am snooty? You know, it's just very, very powerful, Robin. I love that.
And there's no use in the word. It's wrote in first person because the first person allows you to do this. Because if you ever ask yourself, who's you? And you, so, and internally, you're going to come up blank. So when they say you, you can dismiss it and push it off towards somebody or something and not pay attention. But when it's written in first person, you grasp onto it.
Yes, absolutely. We can actually put ourselves in it. I like that a lot.
Yes.
Awesome. Very good. So as you continue to promote this book and as people are reading it, what kind of feedback are you getting?
People like the book because it liberates them from themselves. And see, the thing about this book, it don't talk about what society does. This book only talks about you, what you're, where you're going, because this is something I really understand now. If you're looking any further ahead than your nose and outside of your shoulders and any further back than your butt for what's going on in your life, you're looking too far. Because the outside world is like a point and click. It's going to point, the outside experience is going to point and click at some internal representation, and that's where you're going to react or respond from. And as you're responding, you think it's from the outside, because we've been taught, I taught myself anyway, to blame outside sources. And
yes.
And that was where the biggest thing is. And blame is just being lousy at managing anything or everything.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the more we blame, the more shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And when you can discharge them emotions of blame, you open up the uncharted waters of wisdom within yourself.
Yeah. And I love that it comes down to us taking responsibility for our own life. You know, it causes you to do that, to realize that I'm in control of my life. Outside sources are not in control. What's happening in the world, in the town, and, you know, whatever, in my city is outside of me, but I'm responsible for me. It puts that back on us, and it's a very powerful way to live.
Yes.
Very good.
And also, when you start saying I'm responsible, you know, for the event, you're not at some of the events you had no control over what other people did, but you're responsible for how you expand out of it.
Yes.
And you're accountable for how you expand out of it. Because life is going to do this. But when I was a child, and all through life, I was taught revenge thinking. And here's the thing about thinking. Thinking keeps you in yesterday. Thinking, you're going to think and know your way to yesterday. It's about the liberation of imaginative wisdom that'll expand you out of it, because you can't, in imaginative wisdom, you can never latch on to or have any memories come up, because you're always moving forward looking for the new and better way.
So when you say that, when you're thinking, so you're saying that most of our thinking is of something that already happened, that's gone.
Yeah. You know, most of the time you're thinking from the books you've read, the education system, the school system, something that's occurred in your life. You're thinking from the memories and the knowing, and then all of a sudden you come up with the same representations and you have the same thing going on. So when you start thinking, you just stay inside the parameters of them thoughts, as wisdom will allow you to go beyond them thoughts. Because our talents are way beyond, our true talents are beyond our thinking, knowing, memory, mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you. Go ahead. So I was thinking, as you were saying that, so let's say that there's a person who had a conversation with someone that was very hurtful, right? This is so common. So you're sitting there thinking about the hurtful things this person said or what they did to you, right? You're sitting in the past because that happened maybe an hour ago, maybe 30 years ago. It doesn't matter. How does a person move from that to this expansion that you're talking about?
One thing about criticism that you really want to latch on to, and this is the absolute, this is a liberation. Every criticizing word, anything in criticism from another person, them were their thoughts, their words, that was their inner self being spoken to you. And usually criticism comes from a jealous, envious person. Somebody that really has wants you to move forward, they're going to question you on this. And it might not be a pleasant question, but they're going to question you. People that want to see you succeed question you. People that want you to fail ridicule and criticize you.
Interesting.
A lot of people don't want you to get beyond them.
Right. So true.
And I'm going to say this about ridicule. Ridicule is a compliment. They're complimenting you because they're jealous and they're showing you their jealousy and envy in their words.
Ooh. Wow. That's a powerful statement.
In their criticism, they're showing you your controlled thoughts.
Wow, ridiculous.
And, if you really want to get right down to criticism, it's a celebrating rebellious internal trend-setting event, because if somebody's criticizing you, they're jealous, and you're beyond them, and you're moving forward, so it's okay.
It's okay, and
criticism
that's true.
Comes from weak people.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and I know that. But how does one keep from continue to think about it and be hurt by the criticism? That was my initial question.
I got one. Screw that. That's not for me. No, thank you. Screw that. And that's all you want to say. And you got to ask that, is that going to move me forward or move me backward? If it isn't moving you onward and upward, just get rid of it. I mean, and see, that's the thing. We was taught in the school system to take everything we was told from a teacher, be criticized. The school teachers, when I went to school, they always compared like me, I wasn't the smartest one, but they had their little angels.
Right.
They always try to put you in that category. And then when they ridiculed you in front of the class, well, that put an insecurity in you. And that's the insecurity you got to deal with. It's the first time that insecurity happened, you got to go witness, admit it, and then get rid of it. You don't have to go through it. You just want to witness it that it's inside you and ask, what good is it today? Is this moving me forward? If it isn't, don't bring it with you. It's like taking your Arctic winter gear to the Bahamas. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's really good. That's awesome. That's true. I love the way you put it that way, because I can see it in concrete when you say taking your Arctic winter gear and then here you're in the Bahamas. No, you certainly don't need it. So you don't need that criticism from when you were 10 or whatever, even from last week. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but see, we've been taught to hold. See, from the womb all the way through, we've been taught to hold on to what other people said, and that is the biggest. That is society at the society trained mind, and a socialized brain. So you got to unsocialize the brain and unsocialize the mind, and unbind the divine to walk forward.
Fantastic! I love it. We are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call and ask Rob a question, the lines are open. You can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Wondering about your love life? Want to know how your pet is doing since crossing the Rainbow Bridge? Getting ready to start something important in your life? psychic medium Cheryl Murphy has helped people make important life decisions for over 20 years. She can bridge the connection to your spiritual guides and put you in touch with your loved ones. Learn more or book a session today at mediumcheryl.com and join her free weekly healing prayer circle. Visit mediumcheryl.com today.
Frustrated by right-wing pundits demonizing award-winning books in the classroom and even in book club circles, Mark Daniel's compassionate and nurturing counter-fire brand title, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, will open your heart and ignite spirits, lifting you out of the social networking bonfire and into a better place. Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, available through Amazon and other online retailers.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Murray Mitchell, with special guest Rob Wilson. He's been talking about how to stop overthinking and expand your inspirational innovation and thus facilitate your desired life. So there's a word or two words you like to use, Robert, which are really, really, I don't know, they sound very powerful to me together. Sovereign expansion. Could you tell us what that means and how is it helpful to our lives?
Sovereign expansion. I got an online course coming out about that. It's getting edited right now. Sovereign expansion is stop being a servant to the past, quit being controlled by outside sources, and open up to my time is now. And that's naturally optimizing wisdom. And what that is opens your self-worth up. And when you say sovereign expansion, you'll feel that thinking, memory, mind, and nitpicking mind go quiet and calm. And that's the thing I've really expanded into. Mm-hmm. You want to start using words and you make up your own vocabulary on what quiet, that overthinking memory, nitpicking mind, because you're never going to, you're only going to think and know your way to yesterday. And another thing I picked up on, and I'm going to do a course on that coming this week, is the past, the education system, thinking, knowing, memory, and knowledge are all haunted with past emotions and stuff. And you want to open up to listening for the imaginative wisdom to expand your now. And that's something I've opened up to it in just the last week or so. It's about being rainbow bold, coloring your world with your charm and your dreams.
That word haunted. Wow, that's a pretty strong word. And getting past that and away from what's been haunting you, you know, someone said to you, like we said earlier, or someone did to you, or a mistake that you made. How many times are we haunted by a mistake we made, maybe 30 years ago, right? And it comes back to haunt us. So tell us a little bit about this course, a little bit more detail. I like that.
Well, sovereign expansion is basically about stop being a servant to your past, your comfort zone, the school system, everything you've done in your life. Any habit that you redo that you desire to let go of, you're being a servant to that. You want your past to be of service to your now, and not being a servant to the past. And what that really is your thinking, memory, mind is going to take you to your comfort zone. I call it maturing the subconscious and unconscious innovations within you and maturing the emotions, the feelings, and everything in your life. Because when you have, say, somebody's acting like a 2-year-old, Murray?
Yes.
They are acting like a 2-year-old because that's when that event first happened. And their emotions, subconscious representation, unconscious representation take you back to being a 2-year-old. Then when somebody says you're acting like it, you are. And it's not a big thing. All you got to do is admit it, witness it, and get rid of it. But really, it's about how you want to be today and start imaging and using words that do that and not fall and prey to the frustration of the situation. I stopped using the word anger because we're really frustrated, but we strike out in anger because as a child, we used anger to make people understand we wanted something. And that just kept going. And another thing I want to say is, however your parents interacted with each other between the womb and 3 years old, that's the way you're going to interact, because from the womb to three, you're running fully on your subconscious, unconscious mind. And every word you heard from a child forward is embedded in the subconscious. And however your parents got along in their marriage is pretty well the way you're going to get along with your marriage until you mature every feeling, emotion, and just be able to communicate. So we've never been taught to communicate in this world. And that was done on purpose, because a fighting, arguing society is easy to control.
You know, when you were talking about that, you learn all this from womb to three. What's most interesting to me is we don't remember. How much do I remember? I remember being three and my sister being born, and that's about it. So all these things that you've learned and taken into yourself and continue to produce and reproduce, we don't even know what they were because we were so young, right?
Yeah, and even today, see, we're digesting 40 bits per second as we're taking in 11 million bits per second. And the way the subconscious and unconscious take it in, it isn't according to your conscious mind. It's according to what it feels and what the representation is. So, you know, you go to womb to 3 years old, how many seconds are in there, and that's how many much stuff you've embedded. It isn't what we embed, it's what we're willing to expand out of and to expand of. And that's a key sentence for everybody. I expand out of this to expand of this, and see how quiet the thinking memory mind, but when you want to change this and change to this, the thinking memory mind puts up all the workings in the brain put up their walls and say no. And another thing, Marie, people try to do it all in the mind and the brain. The body is as much as involved as everything. Because emotions are the memory of the body.
Yes. Yes, so good. Absolutely. Emotions tell us a lot. And unfortunately, I was taught, and most of us, to not even show your emotions, that wasn't okay. You know, that emotions were bad. And so that's something we have to learn as well, that it's okay to have emotion, that they mean something.
You got to have enterprising emotions. You got to get the sensation of success and bliss in the body and the emotions and the feelings. You got to get the body, the brain, all your divine, all your desired outcomes. You want to get them on the same upward plane of fame and go forward. Because it takes the emotions, the body, all of your inner workings have to be, your inner prizing prowess has to be on the same frequency to go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And that's the key thing, put them on the frequency.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants success, but the body's going, no, it's no.
That's true. Very, very good. We have to pay attention to our body, something else we're not taught to do, really tune into our body. Yeah.
That sixth sense in your gut, it's a very wise thing.
It sure is.
Very wise.
Great. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and where people can find your Sovereign Expansion course and the other course you mentioned.
Well, that course will be on Udemy when it's done. It's not being edited. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. And I am open for, I call it Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity over hypnotherapy. It is hypnotherapy, but it's hypnotherapy that calms the thinking memory mind and allows you to relax in expansion and not being caught up in everything else. Does that make sense? Because when people, I was in this class and somebody came in and said, well, I'm just here because I like therapy. And I says, wow. And they told me flat out they was going to go nowhere, and I just kind of thought, well, there's something got to expand there. So I went to hypnoacuity, because acuity is keenness of vision, listening, and inspiration. And you want to take spirit, body, mind out of your life and put spirit, body, inspiration in there, because inspiration excites everybody. Mind is a bind of what you know, and that's just what it is. And so that's the thing. And when you start coming forward, and hypnoacuity is about calming the thinking memory mind to unwind your dreams and desires. And it's about writing a nowography of your dreams. Only write and talk about where you're going in life and what you want to experience in life. Because if you talk about the past, your subconscious and your inner landscape all feels comfortable in the past. Because it understands what's going on. And the now is all unknown.
Yes, and scary sometimes, right?
It's only scary if you're unwilling to use... If you allow your imagination to lead, it becomes unscary because your imagination is your true, is your wisdom. But if you want to know what imagination is, that's your true knowing.
I love that.
Beautiful. That's your true reality and knowing. Imagination, dreams, that's your true. That's your authentic wisdom and talent to move you forward. What you think and know, talents, or what somebody else told you. How much of your life do you live by what somebody else told you?
Good question.
I mean, that's a question you have to ask yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I love that.
And you know, when I was saying that earlier, but your opinions, viewpoints, faith, whatever you think happened, you know, all the way down to a political belief, that's keeping you in yesterday.
Yeah.
You want to become of today and the now.
Absolutely. Well, we have about 3 minutes left, Rob. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener that's really, really on your heart today?
Yeah. Wisdom and understanding. You want to understand where you're at today and listen and witness the wisdom of the now to expand out of the past right now, because the past you think is a memory, happened yesterday, but it's occurring right now in your daily events. Witness your daily life with wisdom, understanding, and imagination to expand yourself forward. And use the word expand over change, and you become more open to moving onward and upward in your life.
Yeah. Just the way the word expand feels versus change. The first time you said that, it's just a totally, completely vibration. It's a vibration. Expand is just so amazing. Change always has the feeling that there's a hard thing about it, you know. It has a negative connotation to it.
There's pain in change.
Yeah.
Expand is grand.
I like it. Very good.
And it's also, all I'm going to be say to everybody is discover your own password forward, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all. There's 8 billion people in the world. There's 8 billion ways, and yours is unique, because every challenge, challenge and chaos, yours is unique to you. But they're also an invitation from your spirit, your dreams, and everything inviting you up out of where you're at. And I call them, they're manifested mystical methods to expand you.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, thanks so much, Rob, for being on the show again. You've given so much wisdom, so many great things to force in our lives. Make sure that you check out his website, mycowboywisdom.com. Check out his new coming Sovereign Expansion course. It's going to be online. And thanks for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This show is live, but it's being recorded as we speak. So a replay of it will be available. If you know someone who needs to stop overthinking and begin to expand their lives, make sure to send this link to them. So thank you for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And catch me next time. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.